Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
What happens when your leading 19-point scorer goes 4 of 16 and scores 18 total points in the first two games of the postseason? Well, a solid fabric of veteran senior guard Tucker Blackwell of Bloomington South, you do the other things. And Tucker was never any better than he was last Saturday night when he added a second sectional title to his personal resume after the Panthers beat Shelbyville, coming up with 7 steals, 5 boards, 5 assists, in addition to his 11 points. And here's Tucker now with an opportunity this weekend to win his first read.
When shots aren't falling, it's what can you do to contribute to the team? And my offense wasn't there. I had to try my hardest on defense. And when you try hard, good things happen.
Wasn't that the key to the second half of this game? I mean, you hold Shelbyville to 6 points in the third quarter, and that's where the separation started, and you did a lot of that. With something you've done all year, Tucker, and that's a score off your defense. Talk about that.
I mean, every single practice, we spend 30, 45 minutes on defense, specifically just knowing we know all the plays every team's going to run against us. Our coaches do so well scouting. We watch so much film, and we're always so prepared. And it's our fault when something goes wrong. It's not the coach's fault. It's nobody else's fault. So we just take pride in our defense.
You know, last year, disappointing. You had all those wins. You've got 15 wins in a row now. Kind of a chip are you going into the regional with this year?
You just got to go in there, and we got to play our game. We can't let the lights of the regional get to us. We just got to play our game, play our style, know that we can win the game and execute, and we'll be right there no matter what.
That is senior guard for Bloomington South, Tucker Blackwell. Revenge on the minds of the Purple against the top-ranked Bulldogs. Chalk Talk at 9:30. Tip-off at 10. The $10 season ticket remains on sale today through Friday in the athletic office, 7 a.m. until 2:30. Don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you might recall 10 days ago, the MCCSE had a community conversation, a panel discussion over at Jackson Creek, both North and South helping to sponsor the event. It drew IHSA Commissioner Bobby Cox down to Bloomington, and it centered on sportsmanship, keeping the games great. And as Bloomington North Director of Athletics Mike Mossbrucker tells me, the message delivered loud and clear.
You know, I can speak a little bit from the IHSAA's perspective. Been on the IHSA Sportsmanship Committee for the last 2 years since its inception. I think the message that Dr. DeMuth and our administration want to send to people is that we need to put sportsmanship first. That it's how we play the game, it's how we respect our opponent, it's how we respect our teammates, it's how our fans treat the opponents. That's really, really important. I'm afraid maybe a little bit at a time when maybe we've lost our way a little bit. Commissioner Cox, he and his staff are working really hard. And in our committee, one of the messages that I think we want to establish is that we need to teach kids what sportsmanship is. We need to teach them to identify good sportsmanship. Instead of penalizing for poor sportsmanship, we need to get them to understand, hey, it's okay to be respectful of your opponent. Yeah, you want to beat them, and I think we all understand that, but you need to respect the people that you're competing against, and we need to identify the positive things about that. Because there's a lot of kids and a lot of teams that go out of their way to show respect.
That's Bloomington North Director of Athletics Mike Mossbrucker, and amen, Mike. A great session, and thanks to the MCCSC. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, tonight, and your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.